Good morning, and welcome to our online family worship experience. We're glad you're here with us today. We're a group of people of all ages who love God, love others, and make disciples. Guests, we're so glad you're here, and we'd love to connect with you. We have plenty of resources for you to check out in the description of this video on the Oakwood YouTube channel. A special welcome to our in-home worship venues, and a reminder that next Sunday we'll have in-home as well as on-site worship opportunities. More info is linked in the online bulletin below the video. The worship experience is about to start, so find your favorite spot, settle in, and let's worship together.
Hello, everyone. We are Drew
and Christine
and team, and we are Oakwood missionaries in Edinburgh, Scotland. A lot of you know that we are on sabbatical right now and that we've been here in Wisconsin since October. Our original plan was to return to Edinburgh at the beginning of May, but due to the coronavirus, those plans have changed. And the plan at the moment is that we will return to Scotland in the first week of July. The last 6 or 7 months have shown us that plans can change quite quickly and quite drastically, so we're holding those plans loosely, but we do expect to see them come to fruition, and we are eager to get back to our home and to our ministry back in Edinburgh.
We've really enjoyed being a part of Oakwood while we've been here on sabbatical, and we've enjoyed getting to know many of you better. It's been a blessing to us. It's for us personally, it's been a very interesting 7 months. Many of you know that I've had some difficulties with my health, and we've been navigating all of that whilst we've been here. And while I've made some improvements, we're still in need of prayer for continued healing and also protection from new health problems.
And we really want to give a big thank you to all of you and say a big thank you. In general, we want to thank you for your support of us as a church and for your prayers for us and for our work and our ministry. But more specifically, for the last 7 months, we want to give a big thank you to how you've taken care of us since we've been here. There have been so many ways in which you have practically helped us out and looked after us. And so we just want to say thank you very much for that.
We hope you're all doing well and that God is surprising you with good things in the midst of strange times. We look forward to someday being with you again in person. God bless.
I was challenged a lot at high school because I see all the kids can read a lot better and spell a lot better. It was very difficult for me.
Growing up with the disability is kind of challenging because you're kind of different from other kids, but I just have to accept my disability and accept those people who have a disability too, because I know we're all the same.
So when we were exploring options for Isaac after high school, we found out about Shepherd's College.
And then I noticed that in Shepherd's College, there was a lot of disability kids that kind of made me happy. I'm not the only one that has a disability that are struggling through life like I am.
At the college, there was lots of kids who were like me, so they knew I had a disability. I know they had a disability, so they all accepted me.
It's like the whole world opened up for Isaac at Shepherd's College.
New things, new friends, new people, a lot of bonding together.
I learned so much though. I learned life skills, I learned job skills, I learned interview skills, I learned about Bible in a whole new perspective that I never been taught in before. It was so awesome.
Shepherds with horticulture will help me get into like a landscaping business. I would like that because I like going and helping others with landscaping, and the most thing I would like to drive is the big machines.
I got my learner's permit. I can't wait to drive.
Oh no, it's not.
Whoop, my bad. I didn't mean to do that.
For me, going to Shepherd College has opened my eyes to how to live on your own, how to control your finances, how to make meals, how to just live on your own and be successful in your life that after graduation, you can say, I can do it, because they have given me all the tools for living on my own. What do you think of that?
I have learned to be a leader. I have learned to always help others, being there, caring for them, asking if they need help, just how the way that Jesus would us to treat others, because that's how he wants us to be treated. There is a purpose that you're here to do things, and that's why God put you here for a reason, because he has a purpose for you.
Today's our final message in this series on being created in the image of God that we've called Reflections. I hopefully you enjoyed walking through it with me. We could talk about it a whole lot more. There's big books that have been written on this topic. I would encourage you to purchase this book, Image of God by Glenn Sunshine. It's only 100 pages, easy to read, and very, very practical. I would encourage you to pick up that book. Over the past few weeks, we've talked about what it means to be created in the image of God. We've said that it means we're rational, that we're able to communicate, we're able to think. It's moral that you and I are individuals. We're beings who can decide between right and wrong. We're relational, where we do communicate, we love, we desire intimacy. We're beings that are creative, we're artistic, where we love to see beauty, we like to make beauty, and we're also spiritual beings, where way down deep within us we desire to worship God, to know him and to love him. A few weeks ago we also talked about how we reflect the image of God by the things that we do. When we watch what God did in Genesis chapters 1, 2, and 3, where it says that God created, and he creates out of nothing, but we use the materials that he has provided for us, and we make things, or we use our words, or we use paints. We can be very creative, and that's a reflection of the image of God. We said that God, he spoke, and you and I, as humans, we speak. We can communicate with languages that other animals can't do. That's us. Or we talked about how God worked, and that when you and I work, and our work typically isn't because we're trying to get an income, though we need the income. It's that we have this desire to work because God made us that way. And even when we rest, that resting and making sure that we take regular time off to rest, whether we're tired or not. And that's hard for us. It's hard for me. But that's a reflection of the image of God. And so we've looked at that. But really, as we've been talking about being created in the image of God, it really doesn't have so much to do with what we can do or what we can't do, whether we have abilities to do this or that. It has to do with simply being human. That we are created in the image of God. Whether we are a Christ follower or not, we are created in the image of God. I'd like to read our key verses from Genesis chapter 1. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Our special guest today is Tracy Terrell. Tracy is the president of Shepherd's College in Union Grove, Wisconsin, not too far from here. You can get there in about 45 minutes, sure. Something like that. And some of you would say, well, I've seen him before at Oakwood, but maybe you would recognize him this way. He is the husband of Miss Becky, our children's ministry director. That is how Tracy is known around here. And that's okay, right, Tracy?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You're good with that? Yep. Okay. And Tracy is the president of Shepherd's College, and the ministry at Shepherd's College is all tied into, it's all wrapped up with being created in the image of God. And it's very clear if you go and visit, it's very clear if you think about it, but sometimes it just kind of passes over our head, and we don't really acknowledge that. So, Tracy, first of all, introduce yourself. Let us know about your family, how long you've been at Oakwood, some of those kind of things.
Well, I've been married to Becky. It'll be 34 years in July. And you're right, being known as Becky's husband, I'm good with that. Every once in a while around here, I'll get Mr. Becky, which is cool, too. We have two adult daughters. So Alyssa is married to Luke Pollan, and Cammie is married to Ben Sorensen. And this time in our life, they're all right here in the area and all part of the Oakwood family. So that's a real blessing
good.
For us.
And you've been here at Oakwood for?
Yeah, I think we started like in 05.
Okay.
And our daughters were attending KM's youth group with Pastor Kurt back then. And so I think it's accurate to say we kind of followed them to the church.
All right. So when we want to talk about Shepherd's College and how you got there, it was about that long ago, 15 years ago, something like that, where you're going through a real difficult time, a real difficult trial, and this ministry called Shepherd's Ministry came across your path. How'd that happen?
In 07, I was asked to leave a ministry that I'd been part of for 15 years, and that was really difficult.
Yeah.
It was 10 and a half months before I landed at Shepherd. So 10 and a half months of despair, financial challenges, questioning whether God truly cared for me or not. Oakwood Church was important during that time. I mean, my family was as well, the support of my wife, my parents, kids. But Oakwood, I met with you a couple of times during that, I recall.
Yeah.
I was part of the Celebrate Recovery startup team back when that ministry was being launched. And attending Celebrate Recovery really helped me deal with some of the bitterness and the anger that I was, and the resentment that was just eating me up at the time.
Yeah.
So Larry and Terry offered an employment help class, and so I attended that. Larry Schmidt was an important person. So Oakwood Church was vital to me surviving those 10 and a half months. But Jim Cerrone was a guy who, I knew Jim because our daughters went to school together. And Jim, every week when I'd see him in church, he'd say, "Hey, brother, I'm praying for you." Or, "Keep your head up. God's got a plan for your life." I was at such a bad place in my life, I wanted to tell Jim, just shut up and leave me alone.
And, did you hear that, Jim?
But I'm grateful he didn't. And it was Jim who called one afternoon in November of 07. And Jim said, "Hey, I'm sitting in the parking lot at Shepherd's Ministries in Union Grove. I was just talking to his friend, Dr. Russ Kincaid, and Russ shared with him that they're starting a school for young people with disabilities. And they needed somebody to lead it." And Jim said, I think this is it. I think this is where God might be calling you." So that initiated a phone call right away, series of interviews, and then in January of 08 is when I joined the staff at Shepherd's Ministries.
Okay. And so how did it, it's no longer Shepherd's Ministries, it's Shepherd's College, so why did they want you?
Well, I think I had been involved in education. I had been involved in startups in the previous ministry. Those were things that, because this was starting something from scratch, and so I think those were things that made me a viable candidate for them. Shepherd's has a long history. They at that time in 08, they were celebrating their 50th anniversary. Started as a boarding school for children back before there were special ed in public schools. And then as public schools started offering special ed, Shepherd's transitioned to be an adult residential facility and continued to be that up until just the last couple
of years. So how long would somebody stay at Shepherd's Ministries?
Well, some of those children came and stayed for almost 60 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was but it was a financial model that was really broken and about to close the ministry. So Shepherd's College was developed based out of a leadership retreat, and they asked the question, where is there a gap in services for the people that Shepherd's has served? So the terminology has changed through the years. We currently say intellectual and developmental disabilities, but it's the same people group that Shepherd's have been serving since 58. So that group identified that after high school or after a transition program, too many young people with special needs, with disabilities, were stereotypically sitting in mom and dad's basement playing video games. And our core belief that we've all been created in the image of God, that we've all been created on purpose and for purpose, said, nope, there's much more to life for those young people, and let's create a program that challenges them and encourages them to grow and pursue God's plan for them.
And so they asked you to come and start a college, and did they have it all laid out for you?
They handed me a binder. It was really well done, but a binder, and said, here, make this happen. And that very first year, so that was January, we opened in August. Our goal was to open with 12 students, and we had 6. And I remember saying to a peer, thank God we only have 6, because we were overmatched by the 6. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. But it's been neat to see through the years that God's grown the program. And when we opened this current school year back in August, 95 students.
95.
And that makes us the largest school serving this population, post-secondary school serving this population in the country. And we're also the only one that's fully accredited.
So fully accredited.
Fully accredited. So it means our students and their families can participate in federal student aid. And it gives us some legitimacy that a group has come through. And just as they would evaluate any other school, they evaluated ours and deemed us worthy of their accreditation.
So, Tracy, I think what you're trying to say to us is the fact that we've all been created in the image of God should challenge us to, in terms of our perspective on life, about how we should live our life.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Shepherd's has a guiding philosophy called appropriate independence, which in its simplest form just says for our students with disabilities that independence looks different for each one of them. But there's 4 points to appropriate independence, but the very first one says that we've all been created by God on and for a purpose.
Okay.
And so what a powerful truth for our students to understand. Yeah. And so that truth playing off the created in the image of God, I think it's such a meaningful truth, but it's one that should change us. It should change our perspective on how we see ourselves, first of all. 1 year at graduation, I gave our students a pendant that had a mirror-like object on it. And the challenge was every morning when you get up, put that on to look in the mirror and remind yourself that you've been created in the image of God. Because our students have been, they've been ridiculed, they've been teased, they've been bullied, they've been underappreciated.
Yeah.
It's a powerful message to them. So I think that's true for all of us. There's times I've heard people who put it on their mirror in their bathroom that when they wake up in the morning, that reminder is one of the first things they see. You've been created in the image of God.
Yeah, because sometimes we can, maybe we don't say it, we think it, that somebody with a disability mm-hmm. is less than. Or when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we think, you know, whatever the difficulty we're going through, that somehow we are less than. Mm-hmm. And it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true for Shepherd's college students. It's not true for us.
Absolutely true, Roger.
Yeah,
and it's so... For our students to see that they're not flawed, that God didn't make a mistake when he created them, yeah. that he had every intention for them to have a plan and a purpose for their lives. And so it's very important for them.
And so that you're teaching them how to view themselves and how to view others.
How to view others. And I think how to view others, sometimes we interact with people, it's easy to see they've been created in the image of God, right? I don't think I have to convince you that your granddaughter is created in
no.
the image of God.
Yes.
But think about people who are very much unlike us. Those who we have nothing in common with, or even those that disgust us, whether that's from a political point of view or just
yeah.
their lifestyle is something that we can't wrap our head around. But they're still created in the image
yeah,
of God.
Where Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, do you only greet your own people? You only greet people that, you know, look like you, dress mm-hmm. like you, act like you, vote like you? He doesn't say that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then I would add to that idea that it should change our perspective, but it's also the fact that we've been created in the image of God is a call to action. And it's a call to reflect the character of God. Another way to say it would be model Christ-likeness. At Shepherd's College, our staff have decided on a set of key behaviors, what they expect from one another to help us have a healthy culture. And the very first one is that we want to model Christ-likeness in all that we do. And we define it as point others to Jesus through our actions and our words. So.
Okay.
We should reflect God's character. And then the call to action is this common term that we use at Shepherd's College, that we've all been created on and for a purpose. And so identify what that purpose is and then set out to pursue it and fulfill God's purpose for your life.
And there's a favorite verse that you use
yeah.
with that.
Absolutely. Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship. In the NLT it says masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to do. So I think that speaks to the whole idea that God's got a plan and a purpose for our life, and it involves those good works. Now, if you go 2 verses earlier, Scripture is real clear that we're saved through our faith and not because of our works.
Right.
But once we are saved, God expects us to be involved in good works.
And a lot of time with those verses, we look at 8 and 9, and we leave out 10.
Right.
And we're not to leave
it's
out 10.
An important verse as well.
Yep. You know, that phrase is powerful and simple, that we've been created on purpose, mm-hmm. for a purpose. That is just powerful. And it sounds to me, it means I don't have to understand why God made me the way he did.
Right.
But for me to understand that he did make me, I'm his masterpiece, mm-hmm. and he's got this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Some verses I'd like to read from the Psalms clearly touch this topic, beautifully touch this topic. Psalm 139, beginning in verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before even one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And so verse 14, where it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am to embrace that. You're to embrace that. You want the Shepherd's College students to embrace that. We want people of Oakwood to embrace that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the next verse is talking about being woven together. I'm not a mistake.
Right.
I am not a mistake. Maybe to say, look in the mirror and say that to yourself. And you want the students to hear that clearly. And you know, again and again and again. Verse 16, where it says, all the days were ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And he's saying to us there that I'm not an afterthought. It wasn't like I was born with a particular disability. Now God's got to work on plan B. I'm not an afterthought. And then even from verses 17 and 18, it basically is saying how highly valued I am to God. That he thinks about me. We typically think about, we're the ones that are to think about God, but God thinks about me. You can't number his thoughts toward us. It says that his thoughts toward us outnumber the sand on the seashore, that's how much he thinks about us. And when it says, when I awake, I you're still there with me. That idea of every morning, or it could also mean in resurrection. That day that comes when all disabilities are removed.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Absolutely agree.
So if you wanted to give us a message, or the message you'd give to Shepherd's College students, which apply to us, what would you like to say?
A message that I think we communicate regularly to our students. And it's also powerful for their parents to hear this about their sons and daughters. But I think it's applicable to every one of us here at Oakwood, kids, teens, adults. And it's wrapped in the message that God loves us and wants a relationship with us. And to that point, to that end, he's created us in his image. We're his masterpiece. I mean, that's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
And therefore, we are to reflect his character, and we're to model Christ's likeness, that you've been created on purpose, no error, no mistake, and for a very specific purpose, and that God asks you and expects from you to pursue that purpose that he's designed you for. We also would communicate to our students that God has shaped you or is shaping you for the pursuit of that purpose. Shape is taken from Rick Warren's book, Purpose-Driven Life. And it's something that we've taught here at Oakwood in the past. We teach it to our students at Shepherd's College. At Shepherd's College, when we teach it to our students, they lay down on a piece of parchment paper. We trace the outline of their body, print off a picture of their face, put that up on where their head is.
Nice.
And then the hallways of our school are lined with these figures. And as shape is an acrostic for S is spiritual gifts. H is our heart or what we're passionate about. A are the abilities that God's given us. P is our personality. And then E is our experiences, both good and bad life experiences, and how God uses all of those things to shape who we are in order to fulfill his purpose.
Yeah.
So as our students learn about their spiritual gifts, there will be an outline of a Christmas present, let's say, that they put up and identify their spiritual gift. The heart for what they're passionate about, put a heart up on there. And at the end, they stand in the hallway. These are kids with disabilities, and they communicate to their peers and to their teachers, here's how God has shaped me. My favorite story ever of a presentation of that is a young man named Brett. And as he worked his way through the acrostic, he got down to E for experiences. And he said, a positive experience in my life is that God gave me a disability, which just sent us all like, wow, excuse me? But he said, without a disability, I wouldn't have had a chance to come here to Shepherd's College. I wouldn't have learned more about him. And I wouldn't have made these friends that I'll have for the rest of my life. So what an amazing perspective from a young man with a disability.
Yeah.
But understanding that God has shaped him very specifically.
Yeah, powerful.
Yeah.
So Tracy, what's the one thing you would have for us today?
Well, we've said it over and over, but I don't think you can hear it enough. But every one of us has been created on purpose and for a purpose.
On purpose and for a purpose.
Yeah. So let's embrace that, pursue it, and with God's help, accomplish that purpose that he has for us.
Let me pray, okay? Father, thank you so much for making us in your image, for the reminder today that every human being is made in the image of God. It has nothing to do with our ability or a disability. It's you've made us in your image. We're not a mistake. Lord, help us to not only embrace that you've made us on purpose for a purpose, but that we would also see that in others. Thank you for Shepherd's College. Thank you for the ministry that Tracy has there. Continue your work through them. In Jesus' name, amen. Tracy, next steps. I know typically we have four next steps, and you have a few more.
Memorize Ephesians 2:10. So set that to memory. It'll be a verse that can that God will use all throughout your life, I believe. Visit Shepherd's College online. So it's shepherdscollege.edu. go to our website. You'll see more stories about our students, what we do. The holistic piece of our program will be represented there. And if you know anybody who has a child with a disability, share Shepherd's College with them. Point them to our website. So I think they'll be encouraged. Oftentimes we share with parents, they have no idea what's going to happen to their son or daughter after high school, and this gives them hope. And so point people to that. We have a scholarship fund that if God led you, I'd love for you to contribute to.
How can we pray?
Pray for us, pray for our students, challenges of being away from home. Pray for us as we grow our ministry. Our desire is to impact more young people with the gospel. More young people with special needs with the gospel. We want to grow our campus in Union Grove, but that has a capacity of about 110 students or so. We believe God's given us a vision to establish Shepherd's College branch campuses across the United States, and so we want to do that strategically, placing them regionally so that distance isn't an obstacle for a young person to come and attend this type of experience, okay. a life-changing experience. So pray for that. We also, through COVID, have learned that our students can learn significantly through online education. And so we're aggressively putting together a plan to offer online education to students who otherwise can't attend a Shepherd's College and can't be impacted by our ministry. Okay.
And I know you know, but everybody else might not know, that our missions team, the next ministry we pick up to support outside of Oakwood is going to be Shepherd's College. That's the desire. And so that'll be in the months ahead.
Yeah, we're grateful for that.
All right.
Hey. And in fact, as we get back together, I'd love to put together an Oakwood Day and designate a day where we would send vans down here and transport you up to our campus and just invite as many people from Oakwood who would love to come and see Shepherd's College as possible. We'd love to show you what we do.
Oakwood Day at Shepherd's College. I've been there a number of times, and if you go visit Shepherd's College, you'll be loved. You'll be loved. You'll be loved. So, hey, Tracy, thanks for sharing with us today.
My pleasure.
I hope you enjoyed our time with Tracy today. Shepherd's College ministry is fantastic and is so lined up with scriptures. We looked at Psalm 139 or Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. When Tracy talked about how they would draw the outline of a person and cut it out and put it up on the wall and line it up in the hallway of their campus, that verse out of Ephesians 2 comes alive. For we are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. There's a place in Aphrodisias, Turkey, 100 miles away from Ephesus, and it's to the Ephesian church that Paul writes that letter. Everybody knew in Ephesus that the masterpieces were made in Aphrodisias. The masterpieces weren't so much paintings as it was sculpture out of marble. And they would have these pieces of stone about 4 foot by 4 foot and 1 foot wide. And they would chisel out, they would carve out the marble, and they would depict an event that took place in the Roman Empire. And then they would put it in this building called a Sebastian, and it was U-shaped, and I believe it had 3 levels. And as you went around and you looked at it, you would see the history of the Roman Empire. And it ended with the worship of Caesar. Well, when Paul says to the Ephesian people that you are God's masterpiece, I believe he's referring to what's taking place in Aphrodisias, because everybody knows the masterpieces are there. And he takes your life, he takes my life, he takes the life of the student, Shepherd College students, and our lives are to tell the story of our God. And as we look at all of the things in our lives that take place, and God keeps track and he lines it up, everything leads to the worship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oakwood, don't forget that you and I are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And we do that for the glory of God. Amen.
Parents and families, we know this has been a long haul. We all would agree. We are seeing lives changed. We are recapturing the educational roots that we had, training young people to be able to live more independently.
Well, your graduation today from Shepherd's College is just the beginning of God using your unique gifts to serve him in amazing ways at home, at work, at church, in your community.
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Always remember everything you've been taught about God and about being independent. Congratulations, class of 2017, we did it.
Graduates, turn your tassels.